The heart and soul, so to speak, of this week's Parsha of Ki Tisa undeniably describes the tragic consequences of the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael's promiscuous behavior whereby they chase idolatry and rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, all of the unfortunate consequences that follow. It's almost impossible for us to contemplate how Klal Yisrael could have behaved in such a way, such a fashion, particularly after receiving or having received Kabbalat HaTorah, the Torah itself, Shnei Luchot HaBrit, the pact, the covenant they make with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and not soon after they go and they run and are promiscuous, pursuing a strange idolatrous object. This parsha of Ki Tisa, I think, reveals from a very unexpected source not only the heart of where the mistake began, but also, more importantly perhaps, what exactly will ensure the spiritual security of Am Yisrael for the future. And as we mentioned in the past, when we review the Klei HaMishkan, the utensils used in the temple, they are difficult, foreign to us, and hard for us to relate to. But having said that, there's an extremely prevalent message which relates to one of the Kelim in particular. The Torah says in Perek Lamed, Psukim Yud Zayin through Chaf Aleph, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Limor, Ve'asita Kiyor Nechoshet Bechano Nechoshet Lerochtza, Ve'natata Oto Ben Oal Moed Uben HaMizbeach, Ve'natata Shama Mayim. Commandment is made by which one of the kelim, the utensils that have to be constructed, are the basin, the copper laver, and its base of copper, what we would call a large flask, used for netilat yadayim beraglayim, to wash and cleanse the hands and legs of the kohanim. And it should be placed by Noel Moed Ben HaMizbeach, benatata shama mayim. You should place in it water. They sure enough will use the water to wash their hands and feet. They cannot enter the Oel Moed, they cannot approach the Avodat HaMizbeach without having prepared themselves by washing their hands and legs. At first glance, we would say that there are certain aspects of these psukim that are certainly superfluous. For example, why does the Torah have to tell us that with this basin, which clearly it already says is used lirochtza, to wash them, natata shama mayim, place in it water? What else are we expected to do with a wash basin if not to place water inside? How else could we entertain fulfilling this particular commandment? Why does the Torah say this? There happens to be a machloket amongst the Rishonim between the Ramban Nachmanides and the Rambam Maimonides with regards to how exactly this particular commandment could or should be fulfilled. According to the Ramban, the Ikara Mitzvah, the main mitzvah of this Kelim, these Kelim, of the Nechoshet, of the, rather of the Kior and the Chano, the basin, the flask, was not necessarily to use the Kelim themselves, not to use the vessels themselves, but rather, says the Ramban, Ikara Mitzvah, the main emphasis of the mitzvah here is Netilat Yadayim Veraglayim, the actual act of washing one hands and feet. As a matter of fact, the Ramban says that it is from this mitzvah that we learn the directive from Chazal to always wash our hands prior to eating, prior to learning, prior to certainly davening in the morning. So the main emphasis of the mitzvah, according to the Ramban Nachmanides, is the act, the washing itself. As a matter of fact, says the Ramban, the reason why the Torah mentions the kior v'chano, the washing basin and the flask, specifies and emphasizes the necessity to use a kli, to use a vessel. But the main essence of the mitzvah is not the vessel itself, but rather the act that follows. According to the Rambam, Maimonides, he begs to differ. He says, no, the mitzvah that is described here in the Torah is absolutely the mitzvah bakli, to use these specific utensils for the sake of washing. Yes, ultimately you have to wash your hands and legs, but the main mitzvah is to use the kelim, the utensils themselves. In fact, the Rambam says in Hilchot Biyat HaMikdash, mitzvah lekadesh mimei hakiyor v'im kidesh me'achad mikli asharet harei ze kasher. The main mitzvah, says the Rambam, lechatchila, is to sanctify oneself from mimei hakiyor, the water from the kiyor, specifically from that utensil. There are those who ask against the Rambam, if this is true, that the mitzvah is to utilize that utensil, how can we possibly understand that on Yom HaKippurim, quite clearly the Torah tells us, one day a year, Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol washes his hands and legs from a kiton shel zahav, from a gold flask. Not the same utensils that are used all year round, but rather from this special golden flask used on Yom HaKippurim. Clearly this demonstrates that we do not use the kiyor and kano every day of the year, i.e. Yom HaKippurim, we do not. So how could the Rambam say that the main mitzvah is using the flask and its basin when clearly on Yom HaKippurim the Kohen Gadol does not do so? Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal explains that we have to be careful in appreciating and analyzing the vernacular used by the Rambam. The Rambam says, mitzvah lekadesh mimei hakiyor. The mitzvah is to take from the water that is within the basin or the flask itself. Meaning, you could take the water from the kiyor, from the flask, and transfer it into another vessel and then wash your hands and legs. But the water has to originate and come from its original source, i.e. the kiyor, the wash basin. Therefore, even on Yom HaKippurim, says Rav Soloveitchik, the water does come originally from the kiyor. It is then transferred to the golden flask used on Yom Kippur, and then that golden flask facilitates the washing of the Yadayim V'Raglayim of the Kohanim. But it has to arrive from the source itself, the Klei HaMikdash. The Meshech Chochma, Rav Meir Simcha Medvinsk, explains in a similar fashion to what Rav Soloveitchik explained, and that is that the water doesn't necessarily have to come from the kiyor and the kano, from the Klei HaMikdash, from those kelim, although that is, or certainly those utensils were used for that purpose. But the emphasis really is on the place where the utensils rest. In other words, the water should come from the utensils, but more importantly, the utensils must rest and lay upon Hamakom Shebein Oel Moed Ubein HaMizbeach. The vessels have to have sat specifically in the place, in the focal location between the Oel Moed, the tabernacle, in the heart and center of the tabernacle, next to the altar, next to the Mizbeach, the place where sacrifices were brought. So in synopsis, Rabotai, the purpose of the kiyor actually becomes unclear and depends on whose opinion you're talking about. The Ramban says the purpose of the wash basin was to accentuate the act, netila. The Rambam says that it's to accentuate the kli, the vessel, which is the means of facilitating the mitzvah. And Rav Soloveitchik and the Meshech Chochma, in their appreciation of the Rambam, say that these kelim come to emphasize the place in the Mishkan, the place where it is taken from. I would like to propose that philosophically speaking, all of these opinions are really correct and certainly reveal an extremely crucial message for us with regards to our Judaism and purpose of being Jews in this world. In fact, all of these opinions represent pieces of the puzzle, whereby if they were fused together, they give us a complete, comprehensive vision of what the purpose of these utensils are. Undoubtedly, the first point that we have to understand and appreciate based on the Ramban Nachmanides is that Judaism is not a spectator sport. Judaism demands action. It demands response. It demands that we stand up and do something in order to demonstrate our affiliation and our desire to further our spirituality. It demands that we perform netilat yadayim, the act of washing, as the Ramban says. It's interesting. Unfortunately, the terrible circumstances that we find ourselves, sterot in Eretz Yisrael, constantly under threat, Qassam rockets bombarding the heart of town, terrible injuries, as we saw this past week, to the Tewito young children. Boy of 8 years old loses his legs. Terrible tragedy. And yet the government and the leaders of Eretz Yisrael sit silently and they refuse to act. I saw yesterday as I was driving back from the yeshiva in Sderot at Somet Plugot, which is the main Somet, the main junction that enters the beginning of the road that goes to Sderot. So there were many boys standing at the light, traffic light. And anyone who stopped their car, they gave you a piece of paper, a leaflet, if you may. And on this leaflet it said, take some time to reflect what's going on in Sderot. Constant bombardment of rockets, lives that are in danger, businesses that are ruined, people fleeing, a city in flight. And the leaflet demands that we take a moment and reflect and think to ourselves, what can be done to assist the situation? Well, needless to say, I was very impressed. I rolled my window down, I took one of the leaflets, I said to the boys, where are you from? They said to me, we're from the yeshiva in Telem, which I'll have you know is the complete opposite side of Eretz Yisrael. It's past Gush Etzion, past Tekoa, it's all the way out in the boondocks. And they came to this side of Eretz Yisrael to be a part of what's going on in Sderot. Because the statement is that we cannot sit still. That we have to be active. That there are times that demand a response. And the fact that the IDF and that the government does not act and does not use brute force to demonstrate that we mean business is only a sign of weakness. And certainly not what we would expect from the Jewish people. Having said that, however, our actions can be implemented only when there is an appreciation from where they come. Only when we understand and appreciate the historical picture of what prompts these actions to be used. Actions make sense only when we make sense out of them, historically speaking. Our education minister, Yuli Tamir, who proposes that in the third grade, in the Arab-Israeli or Israeli-Arab sector, the third graders are studying from textbooks which clearly say inside of them that the establishment of the state of Israel was a Nakba, which means it was catastrophic, a catastrophe to the Arab-Israeli world. And yet Yuli Tamir, our education minister, proposes that sections of the Arab-Israeli textbooks in their history should be incorporated into Israel's regular historical textbooks so that we fully appreciate the picture of what goes on. So that we can fully appreciate a historical understanding of how Israel developed. And I say, how ridiculous. How ludicrous. We have to incorporate into our Israeli textbooks the same text that says that the establishment of Eretz Israel, of Medinat Israel, was a Nakba, was a catastrophe. That in itself demonstrates a complete disregard, a lack of understanding of who we are and where we come from. And therefore the Rambam Maimonides says to us, it is not enough the netilat yadayim, the act of washing. but rather the water is taken from a source. It is taken from the kelim, the utensils that are linked and part and parcel of the structure of the Mishkan itself. Our actions only make sense when they are imbued with a purpose. When we fill these criteria, then indeed one can take the water taken from the utensils and transfer the water into other vessels, such as the kiton shel zahav, the flask of gold used at Yom HaKippurim. This represents, as we transfer the water from its original source to the next flask, it represents a statement that we are not only linked with the past, but that we have the ability to incorporate a vision for the future as well. This is the statement, this is the picture that is painted for us by the Klei HaMikdash, for specifically Klei HaMishkan, the Kiyor and the Kano, the vessels which are used not only in the act and participation, but also as a means of reflecting who we are, where we come from, and ultimately appreciating where we're headed to. We should all be zoche to appreciate this vision, to incorporate it, to take action when it is necessary. And as a result of our full comprehension of what the Jewish world and the Jewish religion says to us, we'll be zoche to the Binyan Goel Tzedek, b'meirah b'yameinu, Amen.